Hello?
Hello. Hello, this is Will from National Opinion Survey. I'm looking to speak to Mariah. Huh?
This is her.
Mariah, just so you know, I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you just a few questions about your attitudes and opinions. Do you have a minute?
Sure.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And first question, when you think of yourself, and with all due respect, do you think of yourself as a female, male, or something else?
Oh, I'm female, bro.
Thank you very much. Thank you. May I ask the year of your birth? Not your birthday, only the...
1997. Yeah.
Thank you very much. Are you a registered voter, or like many other people, you're not registered?
I'm registered, but I don't vote. I just stay registered just in case.
Okay,
I have to, I guess.
Okay, thank you. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Caucasian.
Okay, thank you very much. Next question. Do you identify as white, Caucasian, black, African American, American Indian, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern?
White Caucasian.
Thank you very much. In general, do you feel negative or positive about each of the following? Your own future.
We're iffy on that, I guess.
No, I'm saying you have two options, either negative or positive.
Positive.
Thank you. The future of the country?
Negative.
The future of the planet?
Double negative.
Double negative. Okay, thank you. How much power do you feel young women have to make change on issues that matter the most to their community? Please rate the amount of power you feel young women have to make change on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means the young women have no power at all, and 10 means young women have a lot of power. 0 to 10.
About 5.
5, thank you very much. Of the following issues, which 3 do you think are the most important to young women in U.S. today? Immigration, gun violence, crime, economy and cost of living, student loans, mental health, education, abortion access, climate change, national security, healthcare, racism, and discrimination. 3 of those.
3 of them, okay. I want to say probably gun violence,
okay,
abortion, and probably
crime.
You said economy, didn't you?
Yeah, economy and cost
yeah,
of living.
Yeah, economy.
You have a good memory. Thank you.
Try it anyways.
Thinking about this chapter of your life, which 3 of the following do you currently prioritize the most? Economic security and financial independence, improving or maintaining physical health, relationships like romantic partnerships or friendships, contributing to positive change in your community, caring for senior family members, having or caring for children, work-life balance, advancing in your career, your education, hobbies, and free time activities, improving or maintaining mental health. 3 of those.
All right. Definitely caring for elderly and children. I'm trying to remember the first few you just mentioned. What was the first few again that you mentioned?
Economic security and financial independence, improving or maintaining physical health, relationships like improving and maintaining physical health. Okay.
Yes. Then I'm trying to think of the third one.
No, that was 3 already.
Partnership.
That was 3.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Thank you so much. Which of the following traits are most important to your identity? Being a member of your racial ethnic group, your personality, your sexual orientation, being a woman, your spiritual religious beliefs, your role in a relationship like being a mother, caregiver, wife, friend, your hobbies or interests, being young, your profession, being American, any of those?
Oh, of course, being American for sure, priorities. But, what was the first one you mentioned?
Being a member of your racial or ethnic group.
What was the second one you mentioned?
Your personality. Okay. That's cool. Thank you very much. When you think about the American political system, which emotions do you feel the most? Exhaustion, disappointment, sadness, anger, frustration, pride, hope, dread, happiness?
Disappointment.
Thank you very much. Next question. Which of the following statements comes closest to your opinion? Statement A. Our government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Statement B, our government and political system do not work effectively now to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but could do it in the future. Statement C, our government and political system will likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people.
C.
B. Thank you very much. What factors are most to blame for the U.S. government and political system not working effectively? Politicians are out of touch with the daily life of most people. Not enough people getting involved to make their voices heard. Too many old white men in power. Systematic racism, division, and gridlock between political parties. Power-hungry politicians seeking control. Corporate money has too much influence. The two-party system. Any of those?
Definitely too many old white men in power. They're too stuck in their old ways, if that makes sense.
Yeah, of course. Thank you. How much do you trust the following to make a change on the issues that matter to you the most? Do you trust them a lot, somewhat, a little, or not at all? Congress.
Not at all.
Not at all. Thank you. Ballot initiatives like proposed laws that the public votes on directly.
Say that one more time.
Ballot initiatives, proposed laws that the public votes on directly.
Honestly, I'm not sure if I know what that means.
It's like, for example, people propose laws and the public have access to vote on directly.
Oh, okay. Are you asking if I agree with that?
Yep.
Okay, yes, okay. I do.
Does that matter to you a lot, somewhat, a little, or not at all?
A lot,
thank you. The Supreme Court?
I'm sorry?
The Supreme Court? The U.S. Supreme Court?
I think it cut you out. What about the Supreme Court?
Yeah. Does that matter to you a lot, somewhat,
a little?
It
doesn't matter. sorry. I got lost. Semi, I guess. Somewhat.
Somewhat, thank you. Your city government?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Your state government?
A lot.
Thank you. Community organizations like nonprofits, grassroots, coalitions?
Somewhat.
President Joe Biden?
Ooh, no. No.
That will be a little.
None.
Or not at all?
Not at all.
Thank you so much. Next question. Just so you know, we are at 50%. You will now hear some brief descriptions of cases recently decided by the U.S. Supreme Court. For each, please indicate how it affects your motivation to help enact change through civic participation like voting, signing petitions, contacting representatives, etc. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to block the student loan forgiveness program, which aimed to deliver up to $20,000 in relief to millions of borrowers. Do you feel very motivated, somewhat unmotivated, or not at all motivated?
Somewhat.
Thank you. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to end affirmative action, which means colleges and universities can no longer take race into consideration in admissions. Do you feel very motivated, somewhat, somewhat unmotivated, or not at all motivated?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, thank you. The U.S. Supreme Court struck down the right to abortion by overturning Roe versus Wade. How do you feel?
I'm not motivated for that, not at all. That's not right.
Okay, not at all motivated. Thank you. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to allow businesses to discriminate against LGBTQ plus customers and deny them services.
Not motivated, not at all.
Thank you very much. Next question. How likely are you to participate in the following? Contacting or attending an event with elected representatives? Very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely, not at all likely.
Not at all likely.
Thank you. Voting in elections.
Yeah.
Somewhat likely, very likely.
Sorry. Very likely.
Thank you. Sharing your opinion with friends, family, in person, or on social media?
Somewhat likely.
I'm sorry? That would be very likely. Somewhat? Not very?
Yeah, somewhat.
Okay. Volunteering for an advocacy organization?
Not likely.
Not likely, okay. Signing a petition?
Likely, very likely.
Okay, thank you. Attending a protest?
Not likely.
Thank you. Boycotting a company?
Not likely.
Okay. Yes, so you know we are at 75%. No matter how frequently you voted in elections, please think about the barriers that may have made it harder for you to vote in certain elections. The following are barriers people have reported that keep them from voting, which best describes why you may not have voted in previous elections. You didn't know enough about the candidates. You did not have time to vote. Voting doesn't change things that matter to you. Your mail-in ballot didn't arrive in time. The candidates didn't represent your values. Inconvenience like long lines, distant polling, or ballot drop-off locations. There was an intimidating presence at your polling place. You didn't know how or when to vote or register. You did not think your vote will be counted properly. None of the above, because you always vote. Any of those?
The candidates annoy me.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. Next question. For each of the following, please rate whether the information presented makes you want to engage more or less in the political system in the United States by voting, signing petitions, contacting representatives, etc. We've seen hardworking people rise up in union to win better wages and benefits against some of the greediest corporations like Starbucks and Amazon. We've proven that when young people come together, we can prevail against the wealthy few to get the fair conditions we deserve. We must keep exercising our collective power so that working people can thrive. Do you engage a lot, a little less, or a lot less?
Yeah, I engage on that.
Okay, thank you. The Biden administration spearheaded a bipartisan infrastructure package which replaces dangerous lead pipes, invests in public transit and electric vehicles, and ensures internet access for all. These are critical investments in sustainability and equity for low-income communities and people of color, whose neighborhoods have been disproportionately impacted by outdated infrastructure. We must continue to take action to make our communities stronger and safer. Do you engage a little less, or a lot less?
A little.
Thank you. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled to block the Biden administration's student debt cancellation program. However, the administration has already enacted alternatives to provide relief to low- and middle-income borrowers, like the SAVE plan, which cuts borrowers' monthly payments in half up to $0 for minimum wage earners, and ensures balances don't grow from unpaid interest. We need to continue to fight the economic well-being of young people so we can all thrive. Do you engage a lot, a little?
A little.
A little, thank you. Next question. Yes, so you know we are at 90%. What are the media sources that you check out the most for new content? Twitter, podcasts, international news outlets, national TV, news station, Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, news or informational articles online, local TV news station, Facebook?
TikTok and Facebook.
Facebook? Okay, thank you. Thinking about the content that you consume online, which topics do you seek out the most? Sports, hobbies, tips and or hacks, businesses, finance, health, beauty, self-care, government, politics, shows, movies, music, humor, memes, news, current events, science, technology?
Movies.
Movies, thank you. Next question. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree that you received? 12th grade or below, no high school diploma, high school graduate, diploma or equivalent, some college but no degree, associate degree, bachelor's degree, master's degree, professional degree, MD, DDS, JD, doctorate?
GED.
Okay, thank you. Next question, do you consider yourself, one, heterosexual or straight, two, lesbian or gay, three, bisexual, or four, something else?
Straight.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, widow?
Live with my boyfriend.
Thank you. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
No.
Thank you. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Independent.
Thank you. Do you lean more towards the Republican Party or the Democrat Party, or neither?
Probably Republican.
Thank you. How would you describe your employment status? Full-time, part-time, laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker, or stay-at-home parent, student?
Full-time worker.
Thank you. For whom did you vote in 2020 general elections for president, or were you not able to vote?
I didn't vote.
Thank you. Next question, and last question. Last year, that is 2022, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
$27,000.
You said 27?
Yeah.
Thank you very much. That will be the end of our survey. Thank you once again for your time and for every single one of your opinions. You have a good one.
Thank you. You as well. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.